Now, happy to be joined by Silverbacks forward Braden Fisher for today's intermission interview. Fish, thanks so much for joining me. I want to start with your first goal in the BCHL yesterday. Of course, you played junior before, but your first goal yesterday as a Silverback. I just want to start with you describing the goal. So can you tell me how the play unfolded in your eyes?
Yeah, well, first off, yeah, it was a huge relief. It was, felt good to rip the monkey off my back with two hands. It was all grasped pretty tightly, so... no, it was good. I was right off the draw. I think Danny won the draw back to Sands. Sands walked the line shot. I think it hit somebody and dribbled in front, and I was able to find the loose puck and fire it home. And yeah, I tell you, that's a weight lifted off my shoulders. Yeah, it felt good to contribute.
Yeah, so you talk about that monkey off the back. I mean, you could tell your teammates too celebrating, like jumping and really mauling you after that goal. A little bit more, can you tell me about the feeling, like why it's so big?
Yeah, like, I like scoring, and when I'm not scoring and I'm not contributing, it feels like I need to be doing that, right? So when I get the chance to, and when I finally capitalize, it felt really good. It felt good to be part of the team's win yesterday. So
awesome. Now, yeah, it was a massive win. It did, not just because the 2 points. It seemed like the way you guys did it was kind of a statement. So what was it about the way that you guys were able to dominate? It kind of seemed like a different game from any game you had played this season. What was different?
Well, not only is it a playoff game, like in the pod, we don't get to play playoffs at all. So winning a game against Vernon, the top seed team, is, again, it's a 4-point swing. So we first off knew that we needed to win that game. And second of all, there was a couple behind the scenes things that really fired up the guys between teams and trainers, and needless to say, we were just ready to go and we wanted to take it to them.
Now there was also a couple highlight goals yesterday from some of your teammates. Drew Bennett scoring a beautiful shorthanded goal, Sullivan Mack, an unbelievable individual effort. I want to get your take on each of those as a teammate. So when Benny scored that shorty, what's your reaction? What did you see there?
Oh, we were freaking out. Yeah, we saw, like, it was kind of a broken play, like, and then I think it was Jocko that passed it up to Benny, and he's going one-on-one on a guy, and he just jumps right over him. It's crazy, and then he's got a breakaway, and he goes top shelf, and everybody's freaking out. It was awesome. It was like, he gave us the lead. We were feeling pretty sweet, and then on Sully's goal too, like, I think I just hopped out on the ice too, and I just saw him just light up this kid, and then he takes the puck, and then he's just skating through the middle of the ice, and he twists and turns and does his thing, and all of a sudden, bang, back of the net, just before anybody could even know. Yeah, it was awesome.
So let's go back. We'll talk about more Silverback stuff in a bit, but I want to go back to growing up in Winnipeg. You've kind of joked before, you know, it's cold and the rest of Canada kind of, you know, jokes a little bit about Winnipeg, but tell me really about it. As someone who grew up there, what makes Winnipeg unique?
It's awesome. Like, it's a little big city. So, like, we got a lot of the things that big cities have, but like the appropriate and fun versions of it, right? Like, it's not, there's no crazy like atmosphere, which is okay, but we love our sports. We love the Blue Bombers. We love the Jets. We love, like, everybody goes out and supports the local teams. And especially when the Jets are in the playoffs, everybody's out in the streets going crazy, watching the games. And it's just that kind of feeling that everybody loves. And it's the homie, get behind your team kind of thing.
So you mentioned the Blue Bombers too. You're a CFL fan. I understand. How did that begin? Does everyone just love the Blue Bombers in Winnipeg?
Pretty much, and all of Manitoba. Like, there's, like, it's the only football where, yeah, we love the Bombers. I don't know. I grew up watching the Bombers and used to go to some games with Pop. So yeah, it's kind of been a thing that I've liked to do all the time. And yeah, we like to cheer on the blue and gold.
Hopefully they can be back soon. We will see. So also you played at Rink Academy in Winnipeg. What are your kind of, if you can summarize a couple big memories or your biggest takeaways from your time playing at Rink?
Yeah, probably like the on-ice development every day, right? Like, they have, not only is it practicing every day, but they have skills coaches that come and work with you. And it's just the little things that they can get you to do is to focus and break down little areas of your game. And even if it seems kind of silly, but it's just technical stuff that if it becomes a habit, then you're better going. Cause if it comes naturally, once you figure it out, just do it without thinking.
And then, of course, after playing last year at home junior in Winnipeg, you were traded out here to Salmon Arm. First time really playing away from home. So what was the first adjustment like back in the fall when you made the move out to BC?
Probably the speed. The game out here is way faster, and there's a lot more skilled players. The plays that are made are just at a way higher level and a way higher pace. And copped that I can skate with the league, and it's I just got to continue to make plays at a higher speed.
Now, of course, there was months of no games, of training and practicing and working on those types of skills. How did the coaching staff help you, and what were you kind of focusing on when there were no games?
Well, it was great. Like, they obviously, like, as the months kind of grew on, like, it was tiring for everybody. We all, but I was impressed. Everybody was working their bag off, and we were all just preparing for a season, and the coaches did a really good job of getting us prepared and keeping it light and keeping the practices focused on skill development too. And then as we got closer to the game, closer to some systems and stuff to get us prepared for the pod.
Now off the ice, can you talk a little bit about that adjustment? Like, how have your billets, the Goodlands, how have they helped you?
Oh, they've been awesome. Yeah. They took me in as one of their own. It's feeling really nice. We had some connections from off the ice stuff and where they're from kind of stuff. So it's been really good. They've been nothing but awesome to me, and they've been nothing but awesome to the people that they've had come in and out throughout this year too.
So lastly on the Silverbacks, and then I want to get to a little bit of Jets talk, but the Silverbacks, obviously this group has been able to come back in games often this pod season. And after such a big win, a big statement win, I'm just wondering what's special about this team. When you look around at this, you look around the room and at this group, there seems to be fight. So what is it that you see that is unique about your teammates?
Well, I think it's the belief in ourselves, and I think it's our leaders that get us going every night. And everybody on our team can play, and we got a whole bunch of good players. We got a whole bunch of people that want to win, and I think that's the biggest difference. We want to win, and we want to be the best.
So lastly, Jets, I mean, it's been, I think, a good season for them. They've been sliding a little bit as of late, but I mean, I thought it was going to be them in Edmonton, but it's not guaranteed right now in the standings, but let's say they do play the Oilers in the first round. Playoffs are not far away. Just want to get kind of an outlook for you. If they do, who's got the edge in that series? There's some big Oilers fans on the team. Who's got the edge?
I know. Well, and of course, like, from Winnipeg, of course the Jets have the edge, but the Jets have had a tough time containing what Connor McDavid this year, so they're gonna have to figure it out, maybe get a little tougher, and try and shut him down, see if we also got a couple of injuries that we're hoping to get back, and some guys that eat up some big minutes, so hopefully we can get them back and hit the playoffs in stride.
Now, is the addition of Dubois, do you think that really changes things for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I mean, whether it's like, I don't know, he hasn't had his, I don't think he's had his best season this year, but it's getting, it's the attitudinal shift or whatever, to get a guy that wants to be here, right, and wants to be a part of the organization, and get rid of somebody who maybe didn't want to be a part of the organization too. So they're both really good players, and we're happy to have Dubois.
Perfect. Thanks so much for taking the time, Fish.
No, thanks for having me.